sometimes you'll find references to the cosmic dance of Shiva. He's dancing his way through the cosmos. In the Shankaracharya, the one who said to have a form composed of elements is the greatest gift. He also said, because sometimes Shiva's cosmic dance is portrayed, again, rather fiercely, and he's got these long, almost dreadlock kind of hair shooting off in all directions. And when he dances, that hair just stands out, you know, flies out in all directions. And Shankaracharya referred to the, excuse me, to Shiva's locks of hair when he's dancing as the dance of Shiva within the lotus of every human heart. So he's dancing within every single human heart, Shiva. And some people find that wonderful, and some people don't like it too much. They don't want it to end, whatever it is. Of course, we all want the bad stuff to end. Once again, we see what we want to see. So sometimes we want to see bad stuff, so we don't mind when it ends. But what we see as the good stuff, we very much mind when it ends. So what you got to do is, a devotee of Shiva is get rid of the concepts of good stuff and bad stuff. Then you don't mind things ending. But you got good and bad in there, you're gonna have automatic reactions. In the case of good stuff ending, that will become an obscuration because of all the emotions and thoughts connected with some good thing ending that I don't want to end. So then I get even more obscured. So it's like get over seeing things as good and bad. Categorically, that is. It doesn't mean that judgments aren't to be made. They just get over it. I had a lady say to me a few years ago, I was raving on about something I didn't like, actually. Telling her all about it. Kind of self-righteous indignation. And she looked at me and said, it just is what it is. That was a big one for me. Just is what it is. It's not super cool. It isn't hideous. It isn't divine. It isn't demonic. You get back to the rivers are once again rivers and mountains are once again mountains. Just is what it is. I'm stuck in freeway traffic. It's all jammed up. I'm going 1 mile an hour. I got places to be, places to go. I'm going 1 mile an hour in the freeway traffic. I start getting all tweaked, nervous. I'm not going to get there on time. Angry. I start staring at the people in the next car who are also going 1 mile an hour. They stare back. Their dog looks at me. It's a very intense, uptight situation. Why? Because I got other plans. Damn it. Now, if I were to apply what this woman told me, namely, it is what it is, then it would be what it is. It's a traffic jam, no big deal. Just is what it is. Matter of fact, maybe I can take advantage of it and actually think about something worth thinking about. Seem to have some time on my hands. Or I can just spend the whole time knowing I have time on my hands, and it's a bummer, I don't need time on my hands. So, just an example. Of getting over thinking some things are good and some things are bad. The traffic jam isn't bad. Unless it's being seen in comparison to some fantasy we're having, like getting to San Jose on time. Reality is not corresponding to my fantasy, therefore it's a bummer. That whole line of thinking is a fantasy. So, traffic jam isn't bad. An absolutely beautiful, sunny, windless day in Ventura isn't good. It's just a beautiful, sunny, windless day in Ventura. Nice enough. And the rain isn't bad. Oh my God, it's going to rain. I don't think I'll wash my car after all. It needs it, though. So then we get into things like cars, which are mine, which have certain requirements I've put upon them. And it just goes on and on. The good news is Shiva burns all that up eventually. We've all had the experience. I don't know if we've all gotten a new car, but we've all gotten something new that we wanted. And it was just incredible for a while. You remember how excited, driving my new car around, just digging it. If it's kind of fancy, I'm kind of cruising slowly down Main Street to make sure other people dig it. I'm really into it. It's just wonderful. Or to take a more poignant example, I'm 16 years old. I've fallen in love for the first time. I mean, it's just cosmic. There's nothing like it. Now, in the case of the falling in love for the first time, and in the case of the new car, both of which have blissed me out, what happens in each case is that, let's take the car. The car slowly becomes older. Pretty soon there's no excitement about it at all. It's just a question of whether the damn thing's going to run today or not. That's Shiva. He burned up all that initial excitement. He's not a cool guy. I mean, he won't say so. He's, believe it or not, he's kind. But he won't come up to you and say when you're in the flush of excitement about your new car or your new love, he won't come up to you and say, that's not going to last. It's ephemeral. He won't come up to you and say that. It's too much too soon. He'll let us enjoy our illusions. Why should he interfere? On the other hand, if we ask him to burn up our illusions, he will. He'll let us have them if we want them. But if we want to actually get out of all this illusory nonsense we're in, he'll help out. I mean, he helps out anyway, but it can be done quicker. I don't have to spend 4 straight months being in a bliss state because of my new car. If I get a new car and it makes me happy, knowing that's going to turn into an old car, I can move on out of that bliss state to something real. It is what it is. What is it? It's a car. That's it. No, but it's a good car. It's better than your car. Both new, but mine's better.
Does it have papers? Is it code red?
It does have papers. It's required to, with your name on them.